I'm Kelly Burley with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, October 22nd, also known as the OSU Homecoming Edition. And Burns, you can see it taking shape all over campus.
You really can, Kelly. I mean, the campus is electric and as colorful as I've ever seen it. Not only are the plantings beautiful in the formal gardens and all through the campus, but the houses, on the fraternity houses, they're busy building their house decorations, which are very elaborate and intricate. And you've got the placards all around the library lawn where the wonderful contest there. So it's an exciting week. Lots going on. Lots going on at Oklahoma State's campus.
And it's also a reminder to me as I drive around that I can't pull those all-nighters anymore.
Right.
Hey, a lot of activities going on as part of homecoming. Let's get to the big event happening tonight.
Yeah, this is a very special event. We're launching the OSU Diversity Hall of Fame and recognizing three inductees. The late Nancy Randolph Davis, who was OSU's very first African-American student in 1949. We lost Nancy in the past year. She's just a wonderful lady and led a great life and such a credit to Oklahoma and to Oklahoma State. Also, the founding members of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, which was the first historically black fraternity to organize at OSU in 1958. And then we're going to recognize Howard Shipp Jr., who helped improve the racial climate at OSU as its first African-American counselor in 1971. And we'll just highlight the transformative legacy of these individuals and acknowledge their impact on OSU. The inductions are part of the annual African American Student Association Homecoming Gala. And the event is sold out, which is no surprise, but it will be streamed live on Old State TV. So if you're interested, tune in.
And then, of course, we get into Friday and Saturday, and the homecoming really ramps up there.
Yeah, it's ramping pretty rapidly right now. We'll have this full week of activities and have had, which culminates with walk around, as it's called, which will be tomorrow night. It's where people walk around and see all these, as I say, intricate house decorations. I think last year they estimated 80,000 people were here for that. So we also have the Sea of Orange Parade on Saturday morning. So Ann and I are looking forward to that. And the Grand Marshal will be Gina Noble, who is the mayor of Stillwater. The theme this year is Stillwater, Still Loyal and True, because Stillwater is such a great partner for Oklahoma State. So we're excited about that and congratulate Mayor Noble. The seeds of this homecoming go way back, Kelly. I mean, they were planted when students held a small-town harvest carnival back in 1913. Today, it just draws thousands of alumni, family, and friends back to Stillwater, and is just really the highlight of the year other than commencement. And I want to be sure and recognize and thank Phillips 66 for being the exclusive sponsor of this year's homecoming.
And of course, Burns, this all leads up to the big game, Cowboys putting their unbeaten record on the line against the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they've had quite a season so far, Kelly. That, as you know, we call them the cardiac kids because they've all these close games that they're playing. But they are 6-0 and looking to be 7-0 after the game with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.